Blog Talk Radio.
Well, there is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Greetings, UFCCM, and all of our listeners. Happy and blessed New Year, and a hearty welcome to this Ministry of Laity Training Outreach broadcast. Praise God for allowing us to come together to connect one more time by means of the medium of UFCCM Anointed Radio. We appreciate you, our listeners, and are delighted that you have joined us today in our first Laity Outreach broadcast for 2018. Let us now go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come before you right now in the name of your precious Son, Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, for how you have allowed us to unite together one more time in a common purpose, which is to learn of you and to learn your word and what you would have us to do. Father, we ask you to bless the entire UFCCM today. Bless each listener. Father, bless our presenter, Bishop Tyndall, our prelate today. Use him in a mighty way, God, to expound upon your word in our hearing. Father, we ask this blessing in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we are continuing in this work that has been assigned to us, namely, to fulfill the purpose of the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training by following God's guidance in reaching out to as many as possible, to preparing the laity for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up and that we may be matured spiritually. You may recall that our theme for 2017 was UFCCM Laity, a people prepared, empowered, and emboldened by God's word for greater works. And we enjoyed some spiritually enriching lessons from a wide variety of speakers. This year, by the grace of God, we are building on that foundation with our theme, Reaching Higher. This is a foundational scripture in Philippians 3, 13, and 14, and this is also the theme of our upcoming 2018 UFCCM Annual Conference. We're so honored today that our founder and presiding prelate of the UFCCM, His Grace Bishop Henry A. Tyndall Sr., a man for such a time as this, an anointed preacher, prophet, and teacher of the word, has agreed to open up our 2018 broadcast series. Bishop Tyndall's writings and lessons have enlightened and encouraged and brought many into not only into Christ, but into greater knowledge and understanding of God's word. And we're so blessed that he is with us today, and he will be sharing with us from the theme, Biblical Concepts Needed to Reach Higher in Christ. Remember, listeners, that there will be time after Bishop Tyndall's presentation for you to call in with your questions and comments. Remember, you must use your phone to call in, and the call-in number is 347-850-1433. 1-800-875-5705. Bishop Tindall, thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to share with us today. We're in such anticipation of what you have to bring to us. So without further preliminary, the microphone is yours. Bishop, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, the microphone is yours.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry for the momentary delay, but I thank God for the opportunity to be on the Laity Training broadcast ministry this morning and to greet and say God's blessings to all of you that are listening in and have taken the time out to share with us in this program today. I'm only would like to know if you all are able to hear me well. I would think that you are. But I thank God for you, and I always consider it a privilege to be able to share the Word of God in the abilities that God has given me to do so. I want to thank God for all of those who are working behind the scenes. I won't call all of the names, but especially to Bishop Haywood and to teacher Margaret Tindall, who are doing so much work behind the scenes to make this regularly scheduled broadcast the success that it has been and that it is continuing to be. I'm very thankful to my wife for her support and for all of those that have spoken and delivered lessons through this medium. Today, I want to talk with you about concepts for reaching higher in Christ Jesus. The theme for the USCCM for the entire year is reaching higher. And the theme for our annual conference this year, which will be held in Charlotte, North Carolina, is reaching higher. As I begin to prepare and study this lesson for today, and I would like to add that it should come as no surprise to me that even after 53 years of preaching and teaching God's Word, that in spite of how many times we read, study, and meditate on the Word of God, the Holy Spirit continues to bring new and fresh revelations to us from the inexhaustible treasure of God's Word. Such is the case with the passage that the Holy Spirit has placed within my spirit today. This scripture that I would like to call your attention to is Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, which says, in the words of the Apostle Paul, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. And then he makes this statement, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. As I read this passage of Scripture and began to prepare this lesson, the thought dropped into my mind, concepts for reaching higher in Christ Jesus. And just this morning, as I begin to review my thoughts and notes, the Holy Spirit opened up my understanding that the things that I'm going to share with you today are actually kingdom principles. And as I begin to share with my dear wife, Mother Bishop Kendall, about my thoughts, she began to share with me that it would be a good idea to present a continuum, because the concepts that we're going to talk about today may be seen as principles, kingdom principles, that we should practice so that we can receive the results that we desire. And of course, the results are reaching higher. So if we look at this as an ongoing continuum, we may note that from the overall concept of reaching higher, the Lord have allowed us to develop kingdom principles, or to see kingdom principles, which we must practice. And if we practice the kingdom principles that we're getting ready to present, we will receive manifestation in our lives and in our spiritual growth and development of practicing these principles. Now, in the practice, that in the script passage that we have just read from the scripture, Philippians 3, 12-14, the Apostle Paul wrote these words to the congregation of believers who were in Philippi. At the time that he wrote this epistle, he was a prisoner in Rome. In the book of Acts, chapter 28, verses 30-31, we read that the apostle was under house arrest. Of course, a study of his writings reveal a second imprisonment in Rome under the Emperor Nero, who ended the apostle's life by having him beheaded. Now, it is traditionally believed that the Apostle Paul was 50 years of age in AD 67, 28 years after the crucifixion of our Savior. It is not clear, however, whether he wrote the epistle to the Philippians during the first period in which he was under house arrest, or during the period of his second imprisonment in Rome when he was awaiting death on Nero's chopping block. The second period of his imprisonment, we know, is the time that he wrote his second epistle to Timothy, in which he made the profound statement, "I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." What we do know is that the Apostle Paul remained faithful to his call and his mission, and he never stopped practicing biblical concepts or biblical principles for reaching higher in Christ. Even in the face of death, he wrote to his beloved Philippian congregation of his relentless press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let's take a look at three biblical concepts which govern the life of the Apostle Paul as he presented in Philippians 3, 12-14. Now, I would like to add that these are not the only biblical principles that we should practice if we want to retire in the Lord. We must continue to study the Word of God and meditate on God's Word, that the Holy Ghost may show us others. But these I would like to talk about in particular. Consider the principle. I'm going to use the word principle and concept interchangeably, even though we understand that principles develops from concepts. But consider the concept of personal evaluation. Consider the concept of prioritizing what is important and reaching forth to those things which are before. And consider the concept of pressing. The word in the original languages of the New Testament says straining towards the mark. So consider the concept of straining, pressing toward your spiritual objectives. Now, the concept of personal evaluation is the starting point. We must be honest with ourselves and come to the understanding, as Paul said, not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect. I haven't got there yet. I'm on my way. Glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way. But come down off of that high horse of personal self-righteousness that sometimes make us think we are already there and all this. We must take a good, strong look at ourselves. Self-evaluation is not always easy. It is difficult sometimes to take a good, honest, and accurate look at ourselves. But doing so is the first step towards personal growth and development. It is really the first step towards reaching higher, because if you don't know where you are, how will you know where you want to go? If you want to use your GPS map application or your app to get directions, you have to tell it your starting point. In like manner, you must know where you are in order to reach where you want to be. From the life of the Apostle Paul, in spite of the great successes that he had in laboring for the Lord, yet his personal evaluation of himself, as evidenced in 2 Corinthians 11, 23, verses 33 through 24, showed that in spite of all of that, he had not even yet, as we can see from this letter to the Philippians, considered himself to have reached the height for which he was straining. Here is a man who was able to identify 54 hardships he had to overcome just to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 11, 23 through 33, let me enumerate them. He says, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, he faced death often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked. The night and the day, I have been in the deep, that means the oceans, in large bodies of water, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils of the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in witness, weariness, and toil, in sleeplessness, often, in hunger and thirst, and often fasting, in cold and nakedness, besides the other things, what come upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. Now, these are just 24 things that the Apostle Paul elected to enumerate in the passage of Scripture I just read. However, these are not all of the things that he suffered and endured just to preach the gospel. Yet, he says, not as though I had already apprehended, either were made perfect. Take a look at yourself in comparison to what this great man of God went through and ask yourself the question, where am I right now relative to where God wants me to be? Perhaps it is a good idea to take a good look at yourself. Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, 3, "For by the grace given unto me, I say to every one of you," that includes all of us, "do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment." I'm teaching a series of lessons in my daily reflections on the seven greater judgment. Shall I say we're doing so as we're led by the Holy Spirit. One of the judgments that we're going to be talking about in that series is the judgment of the believer's self. That is something that we must do every day. The Apostle Paul remarked about that, and he talks about the fact that I die daily. What he meant was he judged himself every day. Now, I don't want you to get the wrong idea that the biblical concept of reaching higher means that you have to dwell on the weaknesses and failures in your life all the time. That's not what it means. But what it means is that you should do an honest evaluation. Am I being all that God wants me to be? Am I doing all that God wants me to do? Am I really being faithful to my calling? Or am I allowing the vicissitudes of life, challenges, problems, to deter me from doing God's purpose and will in my life? In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1, a very familiar passage of Scripture, it says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is before us." If you're going to reach higher, if you want to reach higher, then you've got to take a good look at yourself. Jesus said, "If you will be my disciple, you must deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me." And the word "daily" ends that sentence. You must follow Jesus every day. If you want to retire, you've got to take a good look at where you are. James said that if we don't do that, in chapter of James, chapter 1, verse 26, Crosby, he says, we deceive our own heart, and our religion is in vain. You will never grow higher in the Lord until you realize the need to grow higher. So the point of all this discussion that I've made up so far is that if you want to grow higher in the Lord, you must take a personal, honest, critical assessment of where you are. And from there, you will know where you want and need to go. Now, the second biblical concept is a combination of two. Prioritize what is important in your life and reach forth unto those things which are before. This is what the Apostle Paul meant when he said, but this one thing I do, there's got to be a priority, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before. Actually, as I mentioned, we may see two biblical principles for reaching higher in Jesus Christ in this passage. In a nutshell, they are forgetting the past and reaching forward. Do you try to drive your car only looking through your rearview mirror? There is a reason why your vehicle has a windshield. There is a reason why your eyes are in the front of your head. In order to reach higher, you must be willing to look ahead, look forward. The past has already been shaped. You have the power to mold the future. Take your eyes off of what has been done and prioritize what needs to be done. Don't rest on your laurels. Your tomorrow is the result of what you do today. Do not try to reach higher in Jesus Christ by dwelling in the past. There are things in the past you just need to let go. The hurts, the failures, the disappointments, and even the achievements of the past. Sometimes we need to let them go and prioritize the victories that the Lord Jesus has in store for you. He don't want to take you where you've been before. He wants to take you to a place you've never been. There is a higher height and a deeper depth in God's plan for your life. Now, they're not just going to happen. You must make reaching higher a priority in your life. No one can do it for you. Living your life to what you think others want you to be or what someone has labeled you must not be a priority in your life. God has something good in store for you, and you must make receiving his good a priority in your life. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Understand that God's grace is not dependent upon your merits or the good you do. We deserve nothing from God, yet God wants to bless and prosper you beyond your imagination. Prioritize forgetting the past and reaching forward to what God has in store for you. Excuse me. The Apostle Paul said in Colossians 3:2, set your affection on things above, not on the things of the earth. Set your affection. That means what you desire, what you want. Do you know that in the 12th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, I believe it is, the Apostle Paul talks about spiritual gifts, and he said that we should desire spiritual gifts. If there's no gift operating in your life, it is not wrong for you to desire to have them operating in your life. It's not wrong for you to desire to be a deacon. It's not wrong for you to desire to want to be a bishop. These are things that you should reach towards. And as we mentioned earlier, what you do today will determine whether you reach your objectives tomorrow. because the future, and you've heard the statements many times commercially, the future belongs to those who prepare. There's a height in Christ. There's a height in your spiritual growth. You're not saved just to get to heaven. You have a work to do, and you should reach towards preparing yourself to accomplish that work that God wants you to do.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop Tindall. I hate to interrupt you, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Everybody, we'll be right back.
We're happy.
All right, Bishop, we're back.
Thank you. We're ready to just about conclude this discussion. As you all can imagine, there is just so much more involved in this discussion. I invite you to take the time and read this passage of Scripture and see what the Holy Spirit will reveal to you from this powerful passage of Scripture by the Apostle Paul. Remember, the Apostle Paul wrote these words towards the end of his life, and yet he was pressing towards the mark for the prize of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And this statement brings us to the final principle that I would like to discuss, and that is the concept or principle of pressing towards your spiritual objectives. And your spiritual objective should be, whether it's ministry, whether it's giving, whether it's loving or whatever, it should be to reach higher in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul said it this way: I press, and as I mentioned earlier, I literally strain. That means that I go forward even when I don't feel like going forward. It means that I literally give it all I got to reach the finish line. People that run in a race, they very well make it a loss of breath or a loss of strength before they reach the finish line, but they strain, they force their body through to just get that extra cell of oxygen in the blood. They do everything they can because they want to reach the prize. And this is what the Apostle Paul is saying should be a governing principle of our lives as Christians in seeking to reach higher. Put something in it, because you ultimately understand that there is a blessing in pressing. So he says, I press, I strain towards the mark for the prize of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood is a classic example of pressing to the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus. She pressed because she knew that what she needed and what she wanted was in Christ Jesus. She understood that there is more healing in the hem of his garment than there were in every apothecary of her day. In spite of all of the doctor visits that she had, nothing could compare in her mind with just getting to that point in Jesus, that high calling where she could just touch. People looked at her, they discouraged her, they yelled at her, they pushed her aside, they ignored her, but she kept pressing. How about yourself? Are you ignored? Do you feel embarrassed? Do you feel like you're not getting the recognition that you think you deserve for what you're doing? Press. Don't let anything stop you. It's not about us, but it is about Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said on one occasion that we apostles consider ourselves the least. Think about that. I'm not on the high seat to be served by you, but I'm below so that I can serve you. I'm pressing. I'm not concerned about name recognition. I'm not concerned about people patting me on the back and saying you did a good job. I just want to do God's will because I have an objective. I have a goal. I want to reach higher. If I can press my way, the pressing is not about my salvation, but there's a crown of life that God has in store for me. So closing this, consider three things. Do your self-evaluation. Consider prioritizing what is important in your life, forgetting the past, and reaching forth. And finally, consider the concept of put it all you can and all you've got in towards pressing for a higher height and reaching forward reaching forth, reaching higher in Christ Jesus. Beloved, I hope and pray that the words the Lord has put in me today have been a blessing to you. God bless you. Teacher Tyndall, I now relinquish the mic to you.
Amen. Bishop Tyndall, what an awesome word. What a path you have outlined for us in the UFCCM as we reach higher. The evaluation,
amen,
the prioritization, and then the straining and the pressing. Oh, my, what a wonderful outline and a wonderful guideline from God's word that you have opened up into our hearing today. We're going to be hearing more about these three steps in our upcoming conference. We've already been inspired in listening to Bishop in terms of what our workshops will be. So we thank God for this awesome word today. And I know that you all have been blessed and now have a pathway to reaching even greater levels in Christ. I want to just throw this in before we open it up for questions, that this awesome and mighty man of God will be doing an on-air revival, our first UFCCM on-air revival for 2018 on January 30th, 31st, and February 1st, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. You may go to the UFCCM website to tune in or dial in, but we're looking to hear more from our bishop. Bishop, again, we thank you, and may God continue to bless and keep you in his word and in his way.
Yes, we do have we have quite a few people on the line, and I went to them and just in, we had a pretty interesting conversation in the screening room, and there were several that did not want to have a comment or question, but we do have two people that would either like to make a comment or question. We're going to go to, I believe it's Wisconsin, and caller, you are on the air at 920. Go right ahead.
Oh, blessing. God bless everyone, Bishop Tyndall. My comment is to the message that was just made, that you just made about pressing towards your spiritual objective. And I was blessed by that, about how you have to press forward in that. My question is, when others feeling very, when they're in their, I guess, carrying their cross and bearing their cross, and they're feeling heavy, weighted, what must one do in that?
Just one moment. I'm getting a little clarity on your question, okay?
That when someone is carrying their cross and they're heavy, during that time, what does one do?
When one is carrying a cross that seems to be burdensome to them and literally too heavy to bear, remember that you're never alone. You're not in this by yourself. Jesus knew and knows exactly how much you're able to bear even before permission is given to the enemy to bring it upon you. And he's promised that he will not put more on you than you're able to bear. So even though it may seem heavy, it may seem difficult sometimes, and sometimes it is a real challenge to reach toward God, what God wants you to do in your life. This is personal for you. Never forget that Jesus knows he's with you. And if you ask and if you call on him in prayer, he will give you the strength that you need to endure, to bear your burden, to bear your cross, and to go through and be all that he wants you to be. Never forget that not only is he your Savior, but he is a burden bearer. Take your burdens to Jesus. And he is more than sufficient to carry you through. If I have a moment, I remember one time in my life I was dealing with a very severe burden. I really felt like giving up. I just felt like I couldn't go any further. This was maybe 20-some years ago. And I talked to my friend Bishop Kramer about it. This was before we even began the UFCCM. And he said to me, imagine yourself on a hot, dusty road that's going up, and you're behind a cart with a mule in front of it, and the mule is worn out, and you're behind the cart trying to push the cart up the hill. And standing on the side of the road, there's a strong, able-bodied person that says to you, look, get in the cart. I've got this. I'll take the load. I'll pull it up the hill for you. Now, why should you continue to push when somebody's there ready to relieve you of your burden? And that is what Jesus is doing for you when you go through a difficult time. He's there, and he's ready to carry you through. God bless you. I hope this has been an enlightenment and an encouragement to you.
It has. It has. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bishop, we also, Teacher Tyndall and Bishop, we have one of our UFCCM pastors on the line. And go ahead, caller.
Greetings, Bishop Tyndall. Grace and peace to all that are on the line. This is Pastor Tia calling in from KCCM in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Bishop, I just wanted to say to you that I truly am honored to be on this call today and so grateful to hear the wisdom as well as the inspiration that you are sharing this morning through the Word of God, because having that long, intense desire to press. And sometimes when you're pressing a lot of things that you feel like you really aren't able to press. But I thank God that in order to discover the purpose that God has for us is to actually lose our own purpose. And we can't have purpose without being displaced sometimes. So I thank God for the revelation knowledge that he has given you on today to bring us this most fitting word as we are in this new year of 2018, because I do believe that God has some great things that are in store for us if we could just do as you have certainly encouraged us to do through your message this morning. And that was some things in your past that you just have to let go of: the hurt, the disappointment, the shame, the mistakes, the failures. And prioritize and go forward in God and go forward in the things that God has for you. So I do thank you for that encouragement on today. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Taylor. I'm so grateful and delighted to hear from you. You know, we miss your excellent preaching and teaching so much, but we thank you so much because you have greatly encouraged my heart with those words. And we actually would like to repeat one of the old saints saying, I feel just like going on after hearing those comments. God bless you, dear Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, Bishop.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor Tia. Bishop Haywood, do we have any other callers?
Well, we have callers, but I've chatted with them a little bit in the screening room, and they just said that they enjoyed it. They've been encouraged. They didn't want to make a comment, but I'd like to say that, you know, it was a little difficult, you know, for me, you know, because I'm trying to listen to and be fed at the same time while trying to go in the screening room, and there was so many things that Bishop brought, you know, to us. You know, just even recently, you know, I was thinking about, you know, a few things, you know, not how heavy it is and giving up or anything like that, but just, you know, the points that Bishop made about, you know, pressing forward, you know, and I think that that is so important for us if we remember that God's got us no matter what. So that was it.
Amen.
Blessings to
Amen.
You, Bishop Tyndall. Thank you so much.
Amen.
And
I truly have
you. I truly appreciate your comments and your prayers that you're always sending up before the Lord for this ministry. Thank you so much, my brothers.
Amen. And this is truly has been a blessing for our listeners, and I know I have been truly blessed and encouraged, knowing that all I have to do is keep on pressing. Listeners, we know that you've been blessed today, and we ask you to go forth and feast on these words and put them into practice, as Bishop Tindall has exhorted us to do. We want to remind you, our next broadcast will be on Saturday, February 10th. Our presenter will be Bishop J.G. Kramer, who is going to bring us a lesson on another aspect of reaching higher. And I can tell you, he has shared some of what God has given him to bring to us with me. And all I can say is that you will not want to miss this. It promises to be another exciting and enlightening Laity Outreach broadcast. So be sure to tune in. And we will now close as we go to the Lord in prayer. I know that Mother Bishop is on this line. Mother Bishop, will you give us a closing prayer?
Yes, I certainly would. God bless you, Teacher Tindall. It's an honor and a privilege to be part of this broadcast today. And now let us just go before the Lord in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come to thee thanking thee, first of all, Lord, for just life, health, and strength.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for salvation through thy precious blood. God, we thank you because you've been so good and kind to us. You've been merciful towards us. We thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to come over into the year of 2018. We ask right now that your continued blessing upon this Laity broadcast.
Yes.
Oh, God, that as it reaches so many people through the airwaves, God, we ask that you touch their hearts, that you encourage their minds in the name of Jesus, that your spirit, Lord, will prevail in this uncertain time.
Yes,
oh, God, we ask that you continue to bless Teacher Tindall, Bishop Haywood, oh, God,
Lord,
as they go forth to put this ministry broadcast together. Oh, God, that you give them the wisdom and knowledge that comes from thee. We ask, Lord God, even your blessings upon the presenters that are to come throughout the year. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, continue to bless the UFCCM.
Yes.
That it will be a blessing to your people, oh, God, far and near, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God,
yes,
we ask that you bless everyone that has listened today,
yes,
that their hearts will be encouraged,
yes,
that their minds will be enlightened, and that their souls will be uplifted in the name of Jesus. We honor you today, and we bless your name forever. We ask these and all blessings now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen,
Jesus,
amen,
man,
and amen.
Oh,
praise God.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Go forth, reach higher. This is Teacher Tindall closing out for today. God bless you.
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 There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the Laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.